Jesus. I would like for you guys to get yellow sheets of paper and red pens right quick. I know you may have already written some things down. I know you may have already think and believe that you released all this stuff and let all these things go. But there's still some things that the Lord has been talking to me about. There's still some things that He has been revealing to me concerning us. And so, I'm going to ask you again. I would like for everybody to get yellow sheets of paper and red pens, please. I would like for you to write your name on these yellow sheets of paper with the red pen. And I would like for you to write unforgiveness, absolutions, and truth. I want you to write your name on another sheet of paper. And I want you to write unforgiveness, absolutions, and truth. I want you to get another yellow sheet of paper, please, and a red pen, and write your name again. Absolutions, unforgiveness, and truth. So you should have three sheets of paper, and you should be writing these three words on them. I'm going to say it again, because we want Him to take it all away. Your name, the word unforgiveness, absolutions, and truth. And you should have three sheets of paper. And you should write this down three times. Unforgiveness, absolutions, and truth. And so many times in our lives that we have a tendency of not wanting to accept the truth. We don't want to be true. We don't want to forgive. And we have no forgiveness inside of our hearts whatsoever. There's so many times in our lives that we think and believe that we have forgiven and that there is absolutions in our heart and that we have accepted the truthfulness alive. We haven't. When I got up this morning, I got up at 4:13. And when I opened up my eyes, I looked over there at my clock. And I said, I still got a few more minutes before I have to start the music for the prayer line. And as I closed my eyes, the Lord started dealing with me about a certain individual. And in the midst of Him dealing with me about this individual, not per se showing me things about this individual because of their sake, but he was showing me some things about this individual for my sake, so that I, Yvette, would not have unforgiveness and absolutions and truth. See, I keep telling y'all that when the Lord comes to you, he gotta deal with you first before he allow you to deal with anybody else. But we as people, we don't wanna accept stuff for simply what it is, even though it can smack us in our face and we know it's true. We as people, that's the first song he told me to play in the sanctuary. People, Lord, deliver me from people. And then forgive me for being one of them people. See, we don't want to take accountability. We don't want to acknowledge. We don't want to forgive. We don't want to admit. We don't want to confess. We don't want to face stuff. We don't want to apologize. We don't want to say we wrong. We don't want to do any of that. We don't. I'll get another sheet of paper, he say, and write your name down again. And write down absolution, unforgiveness, and truth. Because let me tell you something. If you do not have truth inside of you, there's absolutely no way you can forgive. And if there is no type of love in your heart, then you will never forgive. Give a rat's tail how much you say it. I don't care how much you pretend. I don't care how many masks you put on or you step into that suit that's a chameleon. I don't care. I'm gonna say it again. If you do not have the truth inside of you, which is the word of God, you will never, ever be able to forgive nobody, not even yourself. If you do not have love inside of you, and we all know that God is love, then there's absolutely no way, form or fashion, that you can forgive absolutely nobody. Just can't. It's just no way. See, we want God to take all this stuff away from us because it's a lot of times that we don't recognize this stuff in us. It's a lot of times that we do recognize it and still don't want to face it or take accountability for it. The name of the sermon today is Accepting the Unacceptable. And then there's a colon, and he got two more words. True forgiveness. Accepting the Unacceptable. Then there's a colon, and there's two more words after that that says true forgiveness. Do we want to be true today about it all? So I know everybody need yellow sheets of paper and red pens. And everybody need to start writing down this person, this situation, this individual, that circumstance, that word that was said, that conversation that was had. You need to be writing down all this stuff that's causing you to be discombobulated in your heart, your mind, your thoughts, your attitude, how you look at a person, how you react to a person, and how you even act to a person. It don't matter who it is. It could have happened in your childhood. It could have happened in your adolescent, teenager year. I do not give a rat's tail who it is, because we still holding on to some unforgiveness. And we don't want to accept the unacceptable. Why we don't want to accept the unacceptable? We don't want to accept the unacceptable because it's unacceptable. It's unacceptable for me to accept your disrespect. That's unacceptable. But God, I gotta accept that you're gonna be disrespectful to me. I gotta accept that you're not gonna care about your disrespect towards me. But yet you want me to respect you. So I gotta accept the unacceptable. And in the midst of me accepting this unacceptable, I gotta forgive you for your unacceptable acts towards me. And I gotta forgive you for real. Yeah, I got to be true about it. Father God, I'm asking you to touch each and every individual in this sanctuary. Cover us in your blood and hide us behind your cross. Give us your strength, your peace, your hope, and even your understanding. Open up our hearts on today and remove the hardness of the heart. Remove the prideful heart on today, God. Remove that haughtiness and that daintiness on today. Lord, I'm asking you to give us a heart of flesh, that any and everything that you say, God, it'll stimulate some things, change some things, and simply rearrange some things. Lord, I'm asking you to give us a heart to accept your truth, Lord, that your truth, which is your word, God, will go in as quick and powerful as it is, God, and it'll sharpen some things, Lord. It'll cut some things out. It'll divide some things. It'll separate some things from our heart, God, because on today, if never before, our event want to be true. Lord, you say we also seek out our own soul salvation with fear and trembling. Lord, I'm afraid to go to hell. I tremble at the thought of it, God. So, Lord, I want to be true today. And I'm asking you to help me. Help each and every individual in here on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that they will not go to perdition, Lord. You sent your son Jesus down here that we may be able to obtain that thing. And how did you do it? Simply through the love and the forgiveness of his blood. So help us on today. Give us that understanding and that clarity that we need, Lord. Even now, encamp your angels in here, Lord. East, west, north, and south, from the roof to the foundation, around the entire perimeter. Let them be encamped in each and every last one of these pews, Lord. Meet your people at the door on today, Father God. Sit next to them with your anointing. Drench us in your blood. Cleanse us on today, Father God, in your cold shut now, and wash our hearts and our minds, Lord. Oh God, let me decrease that you may increase in here, Father God, because it's not about me, him, her, they, we, and us, Lord, but it's all about you and your glory, Lord. You get glorified, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and you don't go shut now, through the things, Father God, that you don't go shut now, like I see, it is all to you, mama, nigga, shut now. Don't you know that God is glorified in you? When his glory rests on you. What do you mean by that, Pastor? It could be something going on inside of your heart and inside of your mind that God is trying to get rid of, or God is trying to take away from you. And then that thing start changing it, and it's like a wheel turning. When that thing start changing in you, you start looking different. When the change start in the inside, the outside start changing too. The reactions of things, the thought of things, the perspective of things, everything began to change. And then God's glory is resting on, so he is glorified in you. So when people see you, they say, oh, I ain't even know who you was. You look different. Now they just didn't see you a month ago. I don't know. You know what? Okay. I know I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm going to stop that for a second, because I want us to get it today. We're going to start in the book of Matthews. So this morning, I'm going back. I'm backtracking. When the Lord woke me up at 4:13, I said, I got a few more minutes before I get ready to start the music on the prayer line. So in the midst of me getting ready to get myself together, I closed my eyes again. And when I closed my eyes again, I started meditating on the Lord. And then again, he put that individual right in my face. He put that individual right in my face. And in him putting that individual right in my face, he started replaying some things that occurred in my life, which that individual had performed towards me and had did towards me, had said towards me, had acted towards me. And so the Lord says, pay attention to what I'm showing you. And so in the midst of him showing me these things and these actions, I asked him this question. I said, well, Lord, I say, because not only, pay attention, please pay attention and hear every word that I'm saying to you guys today. In the midst of him showing me these things, I'm going to say it again. In the midst of him showing me these things, I say, Lord, why they be doing that? Or why they did that? Or why they act like that when I never did nothing but love them, God? I never did it. Is it? And then the Lord says, because of hate, resentment, and bitterness in their hearts. I say, Lord, then I start crying, y'all know me. I start crying, I say, but Lord, why do they hate me so much? And they be around me, I see them, I have to talk to them, I have to deal with them. You know, why is the hate so embedded? He said, I don't need you to focus on that. I say, what? He said, I'm not showing you this stuff to focus on how they treat you, how they hate you, how they lie, how they cheat, how they react towards you, how they disrespect you. He said, because you believe all these things are unacceptable, right? I say, yeah. It's unacceptable for a person to disrespect God. It's unacceptable for a person to lie, cheat, or try to deceive. It's unacceptable, Lord, for a person to react this way and do that, Lord, when ain't nobody did nothing to the people in the fold. I say it's all unacceptable. It's unacceptable for me to accept what they are doing, God, because you said in your word that if this person got to order something against me, they supposed to come to me, but they won't come to me, God, because they are afraid of how I may react. So because of the fear that's inside of them, it's unacceptable to them to accept what they are doing. Do I need to say that again? See, even in an individual knowing that is unacceptable, they don't want to accept that they are the ones that's doing that unacceptable thing. And then that's when pride rises up. They're not going to admit it. They're not going to say nothing. They're going to go on like ain't nothing happened. They're going to act as if you are hunky-dory. But in actuality, what's going on in your mind? What's going on in your mind is that it's unacceptable that they don't accept what they have did, which was unacceptable. So am I supposed to accept that? Yes, because the Bible declares you're supposed to forgive them 70 times 7. So every time they do an unacceptable act towards you, you gotta accept it, and you gotta accept it for real. We don't want to accept the unacceptable. See, when the Lord comes to you and tell you some things about you, you don't want to accept the unacceptable, because it's unacceptable for me to accept that the Lord is telling me that I'm a liar when he said that he can heal me from that, when he said that he could tame the tongue. So I'm not going to accept that unacceptable thing that's coming from you, because you said you love me, Lord. And if you love me, why are you talking about me? It's unacceptable. I can't accept that. I can't accept that you tell my secrets, Jesus. It's unacceptable to me, because you said that you will never leave me nor forsake me, that you are with me even until the very end of the world. Now, you done told me that you was going to be there for me. You say you my counselor, my creditor. You say you are all these things to me. But I do not want to accept the unacceptable. And the unacceptable is you're not doing what you said you did. You said you died for me, right? That I may have life. And that I may be able to obtain some freedom. And so it's unacceptable, because you ain't did that for me. That's when we'll see no results. When we don't see nothing happening, when we don't see nothing change, it's unacceptable to accept the unacceptable. See, our perception and our way of thinking of things, we believe that these things are not acceptable to us. And so it causes us to go into a place of bitterness. Please turn that fan on. It causes us to go into a place of resentment. It causes us to go into, you need to come up here to the third row, Keita, and you need to listen to that. I want all y'all to come closer. You can stay there. I want, come on, come on, come on. Because I'm on a roll right now. Y'all kids can stay in the places you are. See, the unacceptable. The unacceptable causes us not to accept the truth. The name of the sermon today is Accepting the Unacceptable. True forgiveness. See, we don't want to accept nothing. We don't want to accept the truth. We don't want to forgive. Don't you know that God accepted us just as we were? And in him accepting us just as we are, he forgave us for all that was unacceptable to him. The Bible says that it's male and female, not female and female, not male and male. That's unacceptable to God. But he said that if you turn and seek me, I'm going to accept you even in your unacceptable. So with me unacceptable, that thing that I have told you, you gotta accept the unacceptable. You gotta accept that's unacceptable to God. You gotta accept that, and then you gotta forgive yourself for being tempted to. Okay. You gotta accept the unacceptable. The Lord says a liar won't tarry in his sight. You gotta accept that you're a liar. I had to accept that I was a liar. It was unacceptable in his sight, so I had to accept that. And until I accepted, I wasn't gonna stop lying. And that's the truth. I'm giving y'all the truth. I wasn't gonna stop. My soul was going to cleave to the dust. That's hell, y'all. I had to accept it. And I did not have to accept it for the moment. It's unacceptable for us to think wicked and evil towards one another. That's unacceptable in the sight of God. But let somebody say something, to do something, to act a certain type of way towards us. We're going to do that. So we got to accept that resentment and bitterness and anger and all that is inside of us. We got to accept it. In accepting it, we know that it's unacceptable in the sight of God. Okay, I'm going to say this again. The Bible says that we are to seek out our own soul salvation with fear and trembling. Be afraid to go to hell. I am. I don't know about nobody else. See, we ain't got to fear God no more. Because we don't want to accept the unacceptable. We don't want to accept that people are going to disrespect you. When I get to the end of this, we're going to Matthew's and then we're going to St. John. When I get to, then y'all going to understand. Y'all going to understand what I'm talking about. Matthew's chapter 6. We be so worried about what somebody else doing, who looking at us. What I'm going to accept the unacceptable. My mind may be telling me it's unacceptable in the sight of somebody else. So if my mind telling me it's unacceptable in the sight of somebody else, I got to accept within my own self and not worry about what nobody else say or what nobody else speak about me. I don't give a rat's tail. I stand up here and I testify. I stand up here and I confess. I tell all my business. My ugly, then and even now. I'm not going to hide it, because guess what? I'm freeing my own selves from the unacceptable acts and the thoughts that I have that is not acceptable in the sight of God. I'm not trying to be accepted by you, and nobody else in here. I want to be accepted by God. And if my acts, my thoughts, my ways, and my conditional heart is unacceptable in the sight of God, I want to make sure acceptable, because he said in Romans 12:1, I beseech you therefore, brother, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable will of God. So it's his will for you to accept the unacceptable that's inside of you, that he may be able to accept you in spite of your unacceptability. But we don't want to do that. We don't want to do that. We could confess a thing. We could take accountability and acknowledge a thing. But even in doing so, we don't want to apologize for that thing. That's unacceptable in the sight of God. Why? Because he said, if you got an ought against your brother and your sister, you're supposed to go to them and you get that thing together. And if they do not receive it, the Bible said you're supposed to bring a witness that you are trying to bring peace in your relationship. It's unacceptable for you to violate my friendship towards you. It's unacceptable for you to be disloyal to me and you're supposed to be my friend. But I got to accept that. I got to forgive you for that foolish act. It's unacceptable for you to go and talk about me and backbite and lie and cheat and even try to manipulate and try to make a person think or believe that I like and want to do the same things that you do when it's all a lie. It's unacceptable for you to do that. It's violating a moral conduct. That's unacceptable. And it may make me act some kind of way. It may get me to be angry. Or may want me to be resentful and animosity. And write your names down on the sheet of paper. Put down resentment, bitterness, and animosity. Because all these things is what the Lord was dealing with me about when he was showing me this stuff. He got to make sure that these things is not inside of our hearts. He got to make sure that these thoughts is not inside of our mind that would tempt us to do the unacceptable. It make a baby, let me tell you something. When you helping folk and doing stuff for folk, it make you want to be like, you know what? They don't even appreciate nothing. And it's unacceptable how they acted. Or it's unacceptable what they doing. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to put them out. Or I ain't going to deal with them. Or I'm done. Or such stuff. But baby, you got to accept the unacceptable. Because in doing so, you keeping your heart clean. So as he was talking to me, I just went on ahead and got up. And then I was doing different other stuff around the house. And then I said, you know what? I need to get in the shower. And so when I went in there and I turned that water off, and then I got to praying, and while I was praying, it was almost like foam and all kind of stuff got to coming out of my mouth, and I could not swallow. The Lord would not let me swallow. So as I prayed and I was standing in the shower, all this stuff was just dripping down out of my mouth. He said, I'm purging you. I'm purging you of all the things that was unacceptable, that you would have a heart to accept, that you can give the truth to that. Yeah. We talking about Yvette. I ain't talking about nobody else. Talking about me. See, some things that has been performed against me, and it was unacceptable. It was unacceptable for any man in my life at my age or age groups to sexually deprave me. That was unacceptable, but I had to accept it. Why did I have to accept it? Oh, that's a question, ain't it? That's a big old question mark. It's unacceptable that certain other things was done to me and certain other things was said to me, even in the midst of me doing this or me doing that, or how about me doing absolutely nothing? Not saying nothing. Not reacting to nothing. Oh yeah, he was showing me all this stuff today. Did I say about Yvette? I have to accept the unacceptable, just like any and everybody else in here. We have to accept the unacceptable. Baby, I remember I was on this job, and I used to be a dental assistant. I know y'all say she a jack of all trades. No, I'm a Jill of all trades. I ain't confused. So I was a dental assistant, and I worked for an endometriosis. He did only root canals. Okay, endometriosis got something to do with our female organs. I'm sorry, y'all. So all he did was root canals. And so when I started working for him, I was living in Savannah, Georgia at the time. And I had only been down there for maybe about a week, and I got this job. And so he was training me to do it his way. Because you know, when you go on a job, you can have experience all you want to. But when they would train you to do it his way. And so in the midst of it, him training me and showing me how to do stuff, and I was doing other little bit of stuff, he started praising me. It was only three of us in the office besides him. It was me, another assistant, dental assistant, and a lady who worked the front desk. And she had just got hired maybe 3 weeks after I got hired. So he started praising me and talking about what a good job I'm doing and how he was going to give us raises and all this and all that. And so in the midst of him giving us raises, the girl that was there before me, she had been there for about 4 or 5 years, asked how much of a raise I got. And so I told her, I said, well, you know, I'm not at liberty to share my financial increase, because I don't know if he gave me a raise more than her or not. I don't even know if it was less. But whatever it was, I did not want to start confusion inside of the office when it was just us three that worked there together. And so because he was praising me and doing all this different other kind of stuff, and me and her used to go sit out in the back and eat lunch, and we used to talk, and she always used to try to, this is what I say, nitpick. She wanted to find out some background information about me and different other things like that. But the Lord had already forewarned me of her manipulative tactics. Okay? And so, in the midst of it, the Lord woke me up one morning when I was on my way to work. And then when I was on my way to work, he told me, he said, she's intimidated by you because of your skills and the magnitude of how you learn so quickly. And so when we went to have lunch this day, and while we was in the back and we was having lunch, the Lord gave me wisdom, y'all, and how to speak with her She was sharing some things with me concerning her boyfriend and on his job. And so I told her this. I say, you know what? I don't even remember the girl name today. I say, you know what? I say, it's a lot of times that intimidation will cause another person to feel like they are in a lower esteem than the other. And it will make them want to do some things to degrade or defame another individual. I say, especially when it comes to racial differences. Because I'm black and she was white. And so the doctor steady was praising me. And so I had found her trying to do things to sabotage my job. That's unacceptable. And because of my experience then, I didn't have the wisdom that I have now to react the way that I should, to simply accept the unacceptable. So on our lunch break, I was nice yet nasty to her. And I told her, I say, please understand, I know what you're doing. I say, but what you don't know and what you don't understand is that this is my livelihood and I need my job because I have children and such, such, such. I say, so don't play with my job if you don't want me to play with you, and I don't play. Okay? Did y'all hear me when I said that my experience then did not allow me to have the wisdom that I have now to accept the unacceptable? Because that was a threat. And that threat cost me my job. Because she went and dropped the boat out. Not a dime, a boat out. Which her intentions were to provoke me. But I didn't have that wisdom then that I had, because I was only what, my daughter, I was 25. I was 25 years old when that took place. And so because that experience, I'm telling y'all how the Lord took me back and all this stuff. Listen to this. And him showing me those things that I experienced it then, that I did not have the wisdom now. But if I knew what I knew now, I would accept the unacceptable, even though it was unacceptable. I would have accepted it and I would have forgave her, because it was her insecurity that provoked her to act in a way that she thought she was protecting herself. Or she thought, because she was afraid of losing her job. I was getting all the praise. But she had been there 4 or 5 years. Evidently, he never praised her like he praised me. Okay, so what did I just say? Evidently. So now I'm allowing my assumptions to deceive me. So, because a thing was said or a thing was done that was unacceptable, I assumed another thing, which caused me to be in an unacceptable state, which I should have just simply accepted it and did what I did best, my job. Are y'all following me? The name of the sermon today is accepting the unacceptable. And then it's a colon, true forgiveness. Let's go to the book. We're going to Matthew's chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. Accepting the unacceptable. True forgiveness. To accept is to receive something offered willingly. It's to endure without protest or reaction. See, to accept something, we don't want to endure nothing without fighting back, because we need to get that big, that get back of that revenge. We need to get our point across. We need to tell some folk how we feel and what we think or what we assume, because we don't want to accept nothing, but we want to accept. We need to know the understanding of what accept means. It's to believe and recognize as being true. It's a lot of things that we don't want to accept that we need to accept that is true, because we believe it's another way that's unacceptable. But what we need to believe that is this way, we don't want to accept that. We don't want to accept that. To agree to receive, whether willingly or reluctantly. Sometimes we accept things reluctantly. Why? Because we get mad and angry when we know it's true. And we will make or even try to make people believe that it's true or that it's not true, because we don't want to accept the truth. I have experienced that. I have experienced that even when God said that it was true, he gave me the scenario. He told it that a person literally cried and said it wasn't true to make us believe that it was true, when the action was unacceptable. But they did not want to face it. They didn't want to take accountability. They didn't want to speak the truth. And they knew that unacceptable act was not going to be accepted. How many times that? I remember I was going to get a whooping. And I had to be maybe about 10 or 11. And I know what I had did, it was wrong. And it was unacceptable to my grandmama, because my grandmama raised me. My mom was there, but she worked on time. But my grandma raised me. And so I knew it was unacceptable. And so in the midst of it, I went up to her and she said, "Why did you such? I got to crying and hollering, trying to deceive her to make her think and believe I didn't do it. And my sister kept saying, "Yes, she did, yes, she did, yes, she did." And then I say, "No, it was unacceptable that my sister betrayed me when she was there with me when I did it. But I did not want to accept the truth that I was going to get in trouble for it. And even though I knew I was wrong and that I was going to get in trouble for it, it still was unacceptable that my grandmother believed her over me when I was the older." You see what I'm saying? It was just that was all kind of lies, manipulation, and deceit, even within my own self. When I knew it was unacceptable to my grandmama, I felt it was unacceptable for her to betray me, and then she thought it was unacceptable for me. We don't want to accept the unacceptable. I'm just saying. I tried to convince my grandmama with tears and everything. And she looked at me. Now, mind you, I ain't tell y'all my grandma was a prophet. She said, "You just gonna sit there and tell me that barefaced lie." She said, "Get in there and take them clothes off." My grandma didn't whoop clothes. She ain't whoop number pants. But I'm just saying. Matthews chapter 6. And we're going to start at verse 12. But before we go there, I'm gonna finish reading what accept is. To receive something offered willingly, to endure without protest or reaction, to believe and recognize as being true. It's to agree to receive whether willingly or reluctantly. It's to put up with something painfully or difficult. How many times it's hard to accept something that people is doing towards you and it hurts so bad? Every time I think about what people have done to me or said to me, and I did absolutely nothing to them, I used to just cry all the time. Because it was just unacceptable. I didn't have nobody that I can go to and talk to and tell them. So I had to go to the Lord and cry. And then all he used to tell me is, vengeance is mine. Have not a grudging heart. Go to that person and talk about it. Be reconciled. And then I said, Lord, why I got to be the one to do it? I ain't even did nothing. Why you not? He said, and all he used to show me and teach me, put that prayer down. They said, oh, I'm going to be the better man or the better woman. No, I'm going to be somebody better for God, not for you. It's not about you. But because our pride and our heart, we don't want to accept the unacceptable that's inside of our own sins. We just don't want it. Unacceptable is not pleasing or welcome. It's falling short of a standard. What is true is being in accordance with the actual state of affairs, being that which is the case rather than what is manifest or assumed. I just talked about that dinner. But the matter of the fact is, the case of the matter is not what you assume. See, we take words and conversations and stuff. Well, I assume this, and I said, no. You assume that I assumed, and your assumption caused you to be deceived, and you lying because you don't want to accept the unacceptable of your own actions. That's not acceptable. So it'd be turned around. We get to point the finger and wagging the head. And then we get to saying, oh, why you judging me? Don't the Bible say don't judge? Nope, I'm not judging you. I'm telling you about the unacceptable act or the unacceptable verbiage or the unacceptable reaction that you perform that you want me to accept. And it's unacceptable to me. But even though you can't see that or understand it or even want to take accountability of it, I have to accept it. And what is acceptance? Say for forgiveness, y'all. Because if I do not forgive you, that means I have not accepted it. And if I have not accepted it and I do not forgive you, then that means I ain't got the love of God inside of me. Pay attention. Everything that I said, and he done had me talking for at least 30 minutes straight, and I ain't even said scripture yet. Matthew chapter 6. Let's start at verse 12. Listen to this. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. To forgive is to cease to feel resentment against somebody that offended you. The Bible says the word of God is going to offend you. Me, him, her, all of us. Why? Because it's the truth. So am I gonna forgive you for offending me, for telling me the truth? You offended me, so I'm mad at you. And I resent you. I resent you so until I hate you. Because you told me the truth that I don't want to accept. So it's unacceptable for you to offend me. How you gonna come and tell me something? You judging me. You point your finger and you wagging your head. Oh, I know I was wrong and I did this and I did that. And you know, I'm confessing that I'm wrong. And then you stop right there. You may be confessing it, but you ain't taking accountability. Because taking accountability is, I'm wrong for talking about you behind your back and for saying this and saying that. And I'm sorry about that thing. Would you please forgive me? No, I'm not going to come to you and say, please forgive me, I'm sorry. You know, people that came to me and they say, I'm sorry, Pastor. And I'm like, for what? I don't even know what you're sorry for. Do you know what you're sorry for? Evidently, because the Lord done already told you that what you did was unacceptable. And so because it's unacceptable, you need to go and get that thing together, which will open up a door for forgiveness on both of y'all behalf. That's why I say confess your faults to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. What is that? Healing that animosity and that resentment and that division and all that other stuff. And then it's got a colon after that. Then it say, for the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man of God, meaning you got the right state of mind, attitude, reactions, and actions towards me. Even though my actions or reactions was unacceptable to you, you have accepted it because I came to you and I took accountability. I confessed it. I acknowledged it. And I'm sorry for it. That's what forgive means. How can I forgive you if you not taking accountability and saying what you did? Because in the midst of it, I'm not going to come to you and confess, well, I said that because you said this and I did it. No, it's still leaving room for the enemy. So when I come to you and say, I'm sorry for acting this way and saying this certain other thing about you in specific, then it will soften your heart and you'll be like, you know what? I'm sorry too. Because you said some things too. But I'm confessing my fault. I ain't pulling out yours. When I pull out your fault, that's when I start judging. I'm pulling out my own fault. And I'm apologizing, which will soften your heart. It has happened. I don't went to people and I said, you know what? I'm so sorry for, you know, saying what I said to you. I'm not sorry for saying it because it's true. But I'm sorry for the way that I said it. Please forgive me because I could have said it in a better way. And then they'd be like, well, I'm sorry too. For screaming and hollering and being up. You see what I'm saying? Forgive our debts. What is debts? It's a state of being under obligation to someone or something in return for something received. It's something which is owed. It's a breaking of a moral or a legal conduct or a code. So you are indebted to apologize to me because you broke our friendship code. Because you did something that was immoral towards me. Now, when you coming to me and you confessing these things and you sincerely and truthfully is apologizing with remorse, not resentment, because people do stuff and they do it on purpose. They do it intentionally because they hurt and they want you to hurt. I'm just saying. A debtor is one guilty of neglect or violation of duty. It's one who owes a debt. Forgive us. Listen. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. How is you being tempted? I'm being tempted because of what you did and what you said. And it's unacceptable. Forgive me of my debts, Lord. As I forgive my debtors and lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from evil. Because I am being tempted to act evil towards you, to think evil towards you, because you offended me. You offended me with the truth. You offended me with exposing some things. You offended me with that unacceptable thing that I think. You offended me by embarrassing me. You offended, and what the truth will embarrass you. Huh? That exposure will embarrass you. And so it will cause offense. And that is unacceptable to you. So in other words, you're not accepting the unacceptable. Nope, you're just not accepting the truth. You're not accepting the truth. The unacceptable. For forgiveness, true forgiveness, is going to allow us to accept it all. Not just some of it. Not just sometimes. Not just when it's according to my doctrine. And my doctrine is what I believe and how I perceive it, baby. What I assume and what I don't believe. That's my doctrine. That's your doctrine. That's all that. I'm just saying. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation. I don't want to be tempted to go off on you. So you better leave me alone, because it's unacceptable that you keep disrespecting me. Lord, deliver me from evil. I don't want to be evil and crack nobody's head to the white meat. I don't want to go to jail. And I sure don't want to go to hell. So deliver me, God. Help me not to be tempted to react to that unacceptable act. Help me not to be tempted, Father God, that I won't perform an evil act out of the temptation or that unacceptable thing that was said to me, or that disrespect, or that lie, or that deception, that betrayal, that deserve. Come on now, it goes on and on and on. It goes on and on and on. I told y'all how I was violated in sexual depravity when I was young at 3 different ages. And I had to accept the unacceptable. It was unacceptable for me to accept what my uncle did to me when he should have been one that was protecting me. And I said that I forgive. I thought that I forgive. I believed that I forgive. And I was preaching, praying, prophesying, traveling, going to different places, giving the word and all that, baby. But as soon as I saw him, that unacceptable act that I did not accept, but I said that I accept, it was revisited. Why? Because I never faced it. I never took accountability for my unforgiveness. I ain't talking about him taking accountability. I'm talking about me taking accountability of that unacceptable act. Because he got to take accountability for himself. That's his own soul salvation. That's between him and God. I got to take accountability for that unforgiveness. What? That resentment, that hate, that bitterness. Baby, I would not even go to a family function because I knew he was coming. Did you hear what I say? And when I did see him, you talking about disrespect. Now, mind you, that was unacceptable. My disrespect was unacceptable, even though he disrespected me as a kid. Are y'all following me? I'm just saying. It was unacceptable. I had to accept the unacceptable so that I could have true forgiveness inside of my heart. And when I did have to face that thing, the Lord said, pray for him. I said, pray for him. He said, yep. I had to pray for that man with any and everything in me. And in the midst of me praying for him, the Lord told me to grab his hands. And when I grabbed his hands and started praying for him, baby, the Lord started breaking up some things. He started changing some things. Baby, I saw some stuff falling off of me. I saw that man, that grown man, in his late 60s, baby, crying like a baby. And then when it was all over, he looked at me and hugged me and said, please forgive me. And then the Lord said, leave quickly. When I left, I was running down that hallway at the hospital. I was just running real fast. Got to my car and I sat down. I was shaking all over. I'm telling you, I couldn't do nothing. I grabbed my steering wheel trying to stop myself from shaking. I was shaking all over. And then the Lord said, now you're free. And it felt like something just lifted up off of me. Why? Because true forgiveness. How did that come? I had to accept the unacceptable. Not what he did for me, but because of what I was doing towards him. I ain't forgive me. I hated him. I resented him. I was mad. I was disrespectful. I looked at him like he was not gum on my shoe, but on my shoe. And you know how you feel about when you step in the open. See, I had to accept the unacceptable so that I, Yvette, had true forgiveness in my heart. I had to accept the unacceptable. It's unacceptable for him to do what he did. But that was between him and God. So he died in prison for what? Messing with minors, molestation. He died in prison in his late 70s. He did not get caught until he was 69. And it was just because he could not suppress it anymore. See, sometimes when we try to suppress the truth, it's only so long. It's only so long, baby, that you can suppress it. It can be something that you know you even need to forgive your own self for. Don't you know accepting the unacceptable can be something that you did to you? Okay. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Why is he saying? Because he's the avenger. I could not go to that man and tell you. I had to take accountability for my own actions, regardless to how he reacted towards me, what he did to me. For thine, God's, is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. He the one to hold all power in his hand. I would not be able to stand here openly without embarrassment, without fear, without shame, and confess that thing if I was not free, delivered, and whole. I would not be able to confess that I was a liar, a manipulator, a deceiver, baby. If he did not deliver it, me from it. I'm not embarrassed, ashamed, or fearful about anything that I did. From drugs to selling my all the stuff. I'm not. Why am I not? Because I know that God's glory is what delivered me. It wasn't nothing that I did on my own, but it was something that I accepted in me that was unacceptable to him that allowed me to be able to accept it. We got to accept what we are, what we think, how we act, what we believe, in order for him to even help us. He can't help us if we don't want to accept the unacceptable. How is God going to be able to help us? We keep praying, Lord, touch him in amen. Touch me, Lord. Help me. Deliver me so I can accept the unacceptable or that thing that they want me to, they think it's all. It's not okay to disrespect one another. It's not okay to hate and be jealous and resentful. It's not okay. That's unacceptable. But I have to accept it because that's just how we are, because we're what, human? No. Because when he created man and woman, God said everything he created was good. We perverted the goodness. It wasn't him. I can't blame God for telling my secret and sending somebody else to me because I confided in him or talked to him about some things because he's concerned about me. I got to accept the unacceptable. Because if I don't accept it and he talking to me, I got to open up so I can hear him talking. So he going to send somebody else. So when they come to me and tell me the truth or expose it or bring that thing, so now it's unacceptable for you to come and tell me something. The devil is a lie. And I done told any and everybody in here, if the Lord show you something, tell you something about me, don't you be afraid to tell me, because we all here together, getting together, together. Sometimes we as people don't want to accept the unacceptable inside our own selves because we wants to wear the mask as if we got it together, or I can handle that, or what you've been doing. That ain't bothering me. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's bothering us. God gonna deliver me. How? How is he gonna deliver you? Well, I believe he gonna deliver me. Do you really? Are you letting him deliver you? See, because while you keep looking at how you being treated, that is unacceptable, you got to look at you in accepting the unacceptable. Because in us not accepting the unacceptable, it causes hate, bitterness, resentment, division, animosity, get back. Or I'm feeding them with a long-handled spoon. Girl, I used to always say, baby, I'm slim. That used to be my word, I'm slim. Deliver me from temptation. It was an incident that happened to me before, and I'm just not going to say the whole thing, but I asked this individual, because they kept on. I said, why are you trying to provoke me? That's deliver me from temptation. So, because people will provoke you to be tempted to do evil, act evil, think evil, or just simply be evil. Because they'll keep on doing it and keep on doing it. Now, a person already knows it's unacceptable for them to betray you or be disloyal to you or infidelity or cheat on you. And that's unacceptable, but you keep forgiving them. You keep forgiving them. So you accepting it because you keep forgiving them. But is it true forgiveness? Because as soon as they do it again, it don't do nothing but be like an instant replay, or it conjure up again. Or how about a word that's being said? Or you always say that to me. Or you always think that. No, I don't always say anything to you. You always think that. You don't want to accept the unacceptable. You. Let's go back to the book of Matthew, you guys. Chapter 6. For if ye forgive men their trespasses. What is trespass? It's an unlawful act committed on a person, property, or a rights of another. It's a violation of moral or social ethics. It's committing an offense, a breaking of moral or legal code, a failure to uphold the requirements of the law, duty, or obligation. So, forgive me my trespass. Okay, Lord, I'm trying to. Listen to this. This is what he said. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Now mind you, he already knew that we was going to be all messed up. When somebody trespass you, that means they violated your trust. They did something that was unacceptable. And in all this being done to us, towards us, or against us, it causes us to feel some type of way. We're going to go to St. John, and I'm going to wrap it up. Yellow sheets of paper and red pens. I want y'all to write down all the stuff and all the people names that has caused you to be into a place of unforgiveness, bitterness, ranting, raving, resentment. See, because resentment, I gotta say this again. Accepting the unacceptable. True forgiveness. If we do not accept that thing that's unacceptable, we will never be able to forgive. And in order for us to forgive, we got to have some kind of compassion and love inside of our hearts. Not forgiving just for the moment or for the time being. Because it's a lot of times that we forgive the unacceptable because we have not accepted some things even concerning our own selves. At one point and one time in my life, I did not accept the unacceptable concerning my children's father because he was extremely abusive to me. And in the midst of him being abusive to me, I knew that that was unacceptable. Okay? Now, in the midst of me knowing that it was unacceptable, I still accepted it. But why? It was not just physical abuse. It was verbal abuse. It was mental abuse. I mean, he made me think and believe that couldn't nobody love me. He made me think and believe that I didn't have no worth or that I was worthless. He made me think and believe that even if I left him, that he would do. He did not say, if I can't have you, won't nobody else have you. No, he didn't say that. He said, if I can't have you, won't nobody else want you, because I'm going to try to disfigure you. You ain't going to be pretty for nobody but me. Accepting all these things was unacceptable. But I accepted and I kept forgiving. But was it ever true forgiveness? Was it ever true forgiveness within my heart and my mind? Because if it was true forgiveness, I would not have been on the verge of going to prison for life for murder. See, I'm going to say that again. Was it true forgiveness that even though I was going up for for a first degree murder, they dropped it to manslaughter and then all the way down to self-defense. Was it ever true forgiveness? Because if it was true forgiveness, I wouldn't have tried to kill that man. I wouldn't. I wouldn't have been tempted to do evil. Are y'all getting it? Accepting the unacceptable. Now, as I say this, I'm not saying it on behalf of somebody say, oh, he deserved it. Or just, no, I'm talking about what was in me. What was in Yvette? See, if I don't accept the unacceptable, that is unacceptable to God that's inside of me, how can I even be mad at anybody else for their unacceptable acts towards me? How? See, I gotta accept that mess in me, about me, for me to be able to even understand the unacceptable acts that you perform against me. And this is why it's so easy for me to forgive. This is why it's so easy for me to keep on loving and keep on praying. Because I had to accept the evil in me that was unacceptable to him, not nobody else. See, it was unacceptable to him. I was just performing it against you. But in actuality, it was unacceptable to him. How was it unacceptable to him? Because he said, if I got a problem with you, I'm supposed to get that thing together. That's what's acceptable to him. I got to present myself a living sacrifice. How can I sacrifice myself unto the Lord? I'm sacrificing myself by simply and merely accepting the unacceptable in me. So I'm going to sacrifice my anger towards you because you lied on me. I'm going to sacrifice that get back of that vengeful spirit because you cheated on me. I'm going to say, see, it's a lot. How many times I done preached and said this to y'all? Baby, all for the sake of love. Huh? You got to sacrifice yourself to accept the unacceptable in order to accept the unacceptable. Maybe on the right now. Huh? Did you hear what I... You sacrificing yourself, baby. How many times you to sacrifice your happiness and your very sanity? All the... I'm talking to us as baby. Huh? This is the stuff he gave me. How many times you have sacrificed your very self when you know people hate you and yet you still love? That's a sacrifice to accept that unacceptable thing. I'm not going to accept the unacceptable. What is unacceptable? You hate me and I'm loving you. I'm sacrificing myself because I don't know if I turn my back what you may do to me. Ha! Because you hate me. And I'm steady loving you. I don't know what you may be tempted to do with the evil that's inside of you. And that's hate. That's bitterness. That resentment. That grudging. That pointing the finger. That judging. That maliciousness. That lasciviousness. Come on, y'all. We got to accept the unacceptable that's inside of our own selves in order for us to understand the unacceptable that people want us to accept in them towards us. And I understand. This is why I can't say man. Baby, I say what I got to say and I'm done with it. And then after me being done with the Lord start dealing with me, then I'm picking up the phone. I'm trying to catch that person and say, you know what? I'm so sorry. I could have said that a better way. I ain't sorry for saying what I said, but I could have said it in a way that could have been more peaceable. The Bible say, be at peace with all men. I'm not at peace with you when I'm mad at you. That ain't no peace. The Bible says, have not a grudge in heart, vengeance is mine. I got a grudge against you. You ain't doing it quick enough, Lord, so let me think because something evil and wicked. Don't you know you can will evil against somebody? You accepting the unacceptable. Come on, write these things down. He talking about us today, y'all. Me, you, him, her, they will. I told y'all what he had shown me. And in the midst of him showing me, he said, I'm not showing you because I want you to cry or feel like why that person hated you. I'm showing you for what is inside of you. It's a true forgiveness that you forgive that individual. Because if you did, you wouldn't be so quick to be impatient. You'll be more tolerable. You'll be more kind. He talking about the fruits of the spirit. So I got to accept the unacceptable in me. So even though that I know that this person hate me, I still got to be kind. And I got to be true with it. Yes. She like, do I for real? Look at her. Yes. Even though I know they're going to act this way. Or when you know what he had me to preach this sermon before. In the knowing. When you know what you know, what you know, what you going to do with what you know, baby. You better accept that unacceptable. That's what you better do. Because if you don't, you going to get in trouble. You going to get in trouble. Did y'all hear what I said? Jesus knew that we was going to go through all these things, y'all. He knew that all this stuff was down in the inside of us. This is why he came down here, that we may be free. And I'm finna prove it to y'all how much he knew that we was going to be messed up from the flow up. Hotter than a dilly ocean. He knew that it was going to be hard for us to accept the unacceptable. He knew that we had to come to a place of understanding these things, that we may be able to forgive truthfully. So let's go to the book of John. I'm telling you, before he went through all that he had to go through, he started praying for us. John chapter 17. I'm going to start at verse 6. Now Jesus came and gave us all the teachings. He done told us and he done showed us. And see, the mistake that the leaders make in ministry, they want to preach Jesus. They want to preach Jesus instead of what Jesus said to preach. He said, preach my gospel. And what is his gospel? The teachings of love. How to treat one another. How to act. What not to do. What to do. See, that's what he said. Preach. I'm just saying, y'all. People get mad at me. Because I'm going to preach the gospel, baby. And the gospel is going to help us to be saved, made whole. And we just might be able to walk through the pearly gates. Did you hear what I said? Listen. Jesus knew it all the time. This is what he said. I have manifested thy name unto men, which thou gavest me out of the world. So he done already told what we need to do and what we don't need to do. He said, you know, they say for eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. I say, no, you're not going to do that. You know, see, we got to preach what Jesus preached. Because he's the only way to freedom and salvation and wholeness. Wholeness come through what? Deliverance. Deliverance come through what? Salvation. Salvation come through what? Belief. I'm just saying. This Jesus talking, y'all. He talking to God. For us. Listen. Please hear this. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were. And thou gavest them me. And they have kept thy word. He talked about his disciples. Now mind you, they had to accept the unacceptable inside of them. They had to accept. He talked about his disciples. One of them was a cusser. One of them was a thief. The other was a murderer. One of them was a fighter. They had to accept the unacceptable. Now Jesus said, now I done taught them men that you done gave me, Lord. I taught them. I told them everything that you told me to tell them because you gave them to me. Now, as you gave them to me, they have kept thy word, which is the truth. The word of God is the truth, y'all. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. In him teaching them, they understood that thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. Amen. I just read that scripture. They know this. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them. Have you received the word that God gave you, whether it's instruction, whether it's reproof, whether it's rebuke, whether it's joy, whether it's happiness, whether it's I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Have you received and God said? And have known surely that I came out from thee, and that they have believed that thou didst send me. How do you know? Because there's some things that God is going to say to you, or even bring to your attention, or whatever, that you know, don't nobody know but you and God. So they believe. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. Now, what did I tell y'all? When he showed me these things this morning, he was not showing me for them, but he was showing it for me. That I may accept the unacceptable, because there's so many things that goes on in our lives that's unacceptable. It's unacceptable. And all mine are thine, and thine are mine. And I am glorified in them. Didn't I tell y'all that earlier? That's how God get the glory. When that thing start changing inside of you, baby, it's going to change on the outside. And you start looking different. People, yeah, I ain't even recognize who you were. And you could be, to you, you look just the same. And now, I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to thee. Listen, this is Jesus for us, Holy Father. Keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. We don't want to be one, because it's all about me and man. Listen, while I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept. And none of them is lost but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. Everything is necessary. I've been preaching this to y'all. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them. Are y'all getting it? I just talked about all this stuff. Because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the what? Evil. Deliver me from temptation, Lord. Let me not fall into that evil thought or that evil way because of that unacceptable act that person performed. It's unacceptable. Accepting the unacceptable. True forgiveness. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself. This is that sacrifice I was talking about. That they also might be sanctified through what? The truth. I just summed it all up. I just preached all this stuff. I'm just reading it because I don't want y'all to think I'm making it up. I don't ever want y'all to think I'm making it up. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. So he not just talking about and praying for his disciples. He prayed for us, y'all. And even before we came into existence, he prayed for us. And why? This is what he said. That they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, I in thee, that they also may be one in us, in Jesus Christ. That the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them. I just said this, y'all. That they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me. That they may be made perfect in one. And that the world may know that thou hast sent me. And hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am. Didn't I say that we might make it? Okay. That they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world have not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou have sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Did y'all, I said all that today. I started talking at 10 o'clock, I think it's 11:20 now. Everything that I just read that Jesus prayed, I explained and I said it. And I'm going to start from the top, and I'm only going to say this right here. Accepting the unacceptable. True forgiveness. You got to accept that unacceptable disrespect. You got to accept it. Why do you got to accept it? Because in order for you to forgive, you got to accept it. And in order for you to forgive, you got to have the love of who? God inside of you. Because you don't know how to love right. I don't know how to love right. Don't none of us know how to love right. Because if we knew how to love right, I'm going to say it again, I wouldn't have been going to prison for murder. So you got to truthfully forgive. And it's hard to accept the unacceptable. Yellow sheets of paper and red pens. Because when we don't accept certain other things, we have boundaries, we have conditions, we have non-conditional stuff, we have things that we won't tolerate, we won't deal with, we ain't gonna deal with, we have ways and actions that we just, baby, we separate ourselves. The Bible says we supposed to be one. We separate ourselves because that thing is unacceptable. Baby, you violated my friendship, you violated my trust as a husband or a wife. That is unacceptable. I did this and you did that, and it's too much. It's too much. We got to accept the unacceptable and truly forgive one another in spite of it all. So how can you do that? By simply checking yourself. It ain't what that person did or how they act, because they got to seek out their own soul salvation with the Lord. They ain't got to stand before the judgment seat for their own selves. Don't you worry about them. You worry about you making sure you ain't doing what they doing. That wicked and evil thing. That vengefulness. That maliciousness, that lasciviousness, that get back spirit, that animosity and that hate and that resentment. And don't even use the word hate no more. So say, I hate when that person do this. And I say, I don't mind. Because we are inviting the devil. Because he don't love nothing. He hate any and everything about us. He hate God and Jesus even loving us. Even, let me tell you how much he hated it. Even when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane and dying for us, getting ready to die for us, the Bible says the devil came to him then saying, why are you doing it for them? Why? What you doing? It ain't going to change nothing. It ain't. Yes, it is. But he didn't know it. He didn't know the effect of the death and the blood and the resurrection of Jesus God was going to have effect on us today. Because by him doing that thing, he gave us a chance to accept the unacceptable. He gave us a chance to love anyhow. To forgive anyways. Sincerely. Through him. What? His teaching. His teachings. He said, go out and preach the gospel. What is the gospel? His word. Everything that he taught. And we supposed to be one in the Lord. I'm going to write this stuff down. It's praying time. I read y'all the scriptures. I gave y'all the gospel. I gave you the truth on today that you can accept the unacceptable. Ask God to remove this stuff from inside of you while you worrying about everybody else. They owe me an apology because they shouldn't have did this and they shouldn't have did that. And I'm doing it. Now we got all kind of evil thoughts. So I'm going to move this and I'm going to stop this. And they ain't trying to do this. And ain't that, Them thorns, baby, that's hindering you. I want to be right. Y'all put these seeds on the altar. Please stay on the altar. Start praying for yourself. We want God to remove this stuff. Accepting the unacceptable. True forgiveness. Because true forgiveness won't bring up that thing no more. It won't ponder on it. It won't think about it. Help us, Lord. Accepting the unacceptable. I want to be right, Lord. I want to be what you want me to be, Lord. And you said, Lord, that you wanted us, Father God, to be coming towards you without a spot or a wrinkle. Now, the only way that I cannot be spotted or wrinkled, Father God, is if I accept the unacceptable. Because it's some things that goes on. It's some actions or some things that happen in our lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus. That's hard for us to accept. But, Lord, we're going to accept that thing and we're going to have true forgiveness inside of our hearts, Lord. And it may be hard for us to forgive, God. So we're asking you to help us to forgive on today, Lord. So right now, as we empty these things out, as we write these things down, as we throw them at your feet, God, we ask you to remove these thorns, Lord, because we don't want these things, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to harden our heart. We don't want it to cause us to be in pride. We want to put that pride down and apologize. We want to put that pride down and face some things and take accountability, Father God, and not just for the moment, but we want to let it be a part of our lives, Lord, because we want to be able to have tolerance, God. We want to have the fruits of the Spirit and be kind. We want to love one another, Lord. So take it away on today, Father God, because they did something towards my kids. They did something towards my mama, my daddy. They did something, Father God, that violated my trust in them, Lord. It's unacceptable, Lord, that they are disrespectful to me, God, or they put their hands on me. It's just unacceptable, God, that they try to tempt me or provoke me to do or act a certain way towards them, Lord. And these thorns, oh God, these are all thorns, Lord, that's blocking me from being completely blessed in you, Lord. So I'm asking you to remove them on today, God. Help me to accept the unacceptable. Remove them. Remove them on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that I can be complete in you, Lord. That I can be whole in you, Lord. And not just for the moment. And not just sometime. I want to be consistent, Lord. I want to be consistent, Lord, in loving. I want to be consistent in being faithful to you, God. I want to be consistent, Lord, and allowing myself to be a sacrifice unto you, God. Holy and acceptable. I want you to be able to accept me, God. But you can't accept me, Father God, because I don't want to accept the other stuff. You accepted me just as I were, Lord. So give us a heart to accept folk as they are, God. Let us be able to understand, God, that we may be able to accept the unacceptable, Lord, and that we may be able to believe and trust and pray that things will change. Lord, you said that if we got a problem with one another, we supposed to go to one another, Lord, and get that thing together. You said we don't supposed to let the sun go down on our wrath. So y'all don't supposed to go to bed mad at one another. Y'all be okay. Go shutting it like I see. Y'all gotta make sure things is together. You gotta make sure that friendship is together. You gotta make sure that loveship is together. You gotta make sure that marriage is together. You gotta make sure that you are at peace with one another. You can't have no peace if you got some discrepancies going on in your thoughts. You can't have no peace if you thinking this way and thinking that way. See, you gotta accept the unacceptable, because people gonna cheat. People gonna manipulate. People gonna lie. But you cannot allow your heart to get into a place where it's not unacceptable unto the Lord. You got to make sure that you are in right standing with the Lord. It ain't about nobody else. See, God will show you why you pointing a finger at everybody else and what they did to you. You got to check your own self. Lord, help us on today, Lord, to approve ourselves, Lord, that we would not have all the hard hearts, that we would not be stiff-necked, that we would not be so hateful and bitter towards one another. Oh, God, but give us some love inside of our hearts. Give us some peace inside of our hearts. Give us some kindness on today, some forgiveness. And let our hearts be a heart of absolutions, Lord. Let us not be so grudging. Remove the malicious ways, God. Remove that grudging and that vengefulness and that get back spirit. Remove all these seeds, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that causes you to turn a deaf ear from us, Lord. Help us not to judge, Lord, or point the finger at one another, but help us to get our own selves together. And just because that unacceptable act has happened towards us, Lord, help us not to be tempted to act the same way. Help us not to think evil and have ill will towards that individual. Help us on today, God. We be coming to you right now, God, that you will remove these things, Lord, because there's some things that happen in our lives, Lord, that we have no control over, that we cannot change. But Lord, you know, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that it was all your plan. You planned the thing, God, not to break us, but to make us. You planned the thing, God, not to shatter us, but to build us. So help us, Lord. Come on. Lord, just say, Lord, help me, Lord. Touch my mind, touch my body, touch my soul, touch my heart. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. I don't want to keep doing that same old stuff. I don't want to keep acting the same old way, God. How you the local shunning it like I see ya? I don't want to pinch nobody. See, because if you got some thorns, then you're going to hurt somebody when you walk past them. You're going to hurt them when you hug them because you are your coach shutting it in like I see. Because it's not truth going on. Lord, put the truth inside of the hearts of your people. Put the truth in their thoughts and in their minds on today. Sever that spirit of assumptions. Sever that spirit of agitation. Sever that spirit, Father God, of hesitation. Sever that spirit of compromising their salvation, Lord. All because of they think of acting your coach. See, was unacceptable. Help God. Help us, Lord. Lord, it's hard for us to forgive. Because they keep on doing the same thing over and over again. Feel your people, God. As we stand on this altar. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord.
Take
it all away, God. See, the Lord wasn't dealing with what somebody did to you, but he's dealing with how you deal with what God, what people doing to you. I'm going to say that one more time. He's not dealing with the person who did something to you. He's dealing with you and how you react towards that person that did something to you. See, we need to get delivered from some stuff. We think too much. It causes us to act and do too much. Deliver us today, Lord.
He leads me beside
still waters.
Restore it my soul.
We sit back and we overthink.
When you become a believer, your spirit is made
because of what the people do and
sometimes
how they act towards us. How they act towards our loved ones.
Happened in the past. Hurt, molestation.
All this stuff.
I want to speak to you today and tell you.
Deliver us, Lord. I'm telling y'all how he delivered me from so many things. I gave y'all some examples on today.
But it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom
help us, Lord.
Get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hope in your soul.
Heal us, Lord.
I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share.
Heal us today, Jesus.
Tell the story.
Heal us today, Lord. Deliver us, God. Deliver us, Lord. Let your will be done, God.
Hurt me.
Let your will be done, God. Start praying for yourself, asking the Lord to deliver you from this stuff.
Deliver me.
See, because sometimes we have to forgive ourselves for doing an unacceptable thing. We're not trying to hurt nobody. But because it hurt us, we are tempted.
And we should be finishing, but sing it for me two more times.
Lord, deliver us from our own selves, our own actions, our own evil thinking, our own ways, God, because of what somebody did to us or what they didn't do. Help us to accept the unacceptable, Lord. On the count of three, I want everybody in here to scream as loud as they can, for real. Because y'all holding on to some stuff. On the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Scream. And recognize it. And recognize it, what's going on with you. Your thoughts towards that person because of what they did or how they acted or what they didn't do. Accepting the unacceptable. It's unacceptable for you to disrespect me. It's unacceptable for you to do something that I would never do to you. It's unacceptable for you to judge me and my failures. It's unacceptable. But in the midst of it being unacceptable, are you accepting what is going on in the inside of you? Deliver us today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we will get into a place of love and true forgiveness. That we won't bring up that old stuff. Or we won't try to compare, because we always try to compare stuff. Let us not compare the unacceptable with the acceptable, God. Give us a balanced state of mind. Leverage our thoughts on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And uproot those things, God, that has caused us, Father God, to get into that place. That we act in some type of way, even looking at a person a certain type of way. Oh God, stabilize your people.
When we pray,
that we will have peace in the unacceptable. He said peace in the unacceptable.
Starting now, the things that hurt you in the past won't control you.
Jesus.
Starting now,
don't you let nothing have that much power over you. That's it. I done did so much for them, Lord, and they keep on hurting me, and then they act like ain't nothing going on. Yeah, that's that kind of that's that unacceptable thing that stings so much. I can't get past it, Lord. So deliver me from that right now. It's holding me hostage in my mind and in my thoughts. I'm giving it to you right now. We land it all at your feet, Lord. You say cast our cares at you because you care for us, Lord. So we're going to throw it all down at your feet right now, God, believing and trusting and knowing that you are going to handle that thing, Lord. I'm asking you to allow peace to be in the home. I speak peace in the marriages. I speak peace in the finances. I speak peace in the friendships. I speak peace in the Lidioko Shatne de la Casia. I Shatne de Loko Shatne de la Casia. I speak peace right now in the name of Jesus. And our children. I speak peace in our minds. I speak peace in our hearts. Peace. Even now, Lord. That we may be holy and acceptable in your sight. Help us to let it go. Help us to let it go.
Worrying how the story.
Help us to let it go.
I let go.
We can't change nobody. Accept that. We can't make nobody do right, treat us right, act right. We can't make nobody even think right, even though we know it's right. Accept the unacceptable. We can't make nobody do right by us. No matter how much we do, how much we sacrifice. Oh, baby, what he said? What he say this morning? The sacrifices we make for others. The sacrifices that Jesus made for us, because he knew we were going to be in that place. Even in us making sacrifices for others, we got to accept that they may not sacrifice for us like that. Accepting the unacceptable. In love, you got to accept the unacceptable. You got to forgive the unacceptable. Let it go, y'all. Stop worrying. Stop worrying about is anything going to be different. We get to worrying about if they doing it now, they're going to keep doing it, or it's going to get worse. We worrying about too much. Today is evil sufficient for itself. Let it go. And forgive. Don't bring it up no more. Don't compare it. Don't say you did this and I did that. Don't say I forgave you and you I did this because you did that and you didn't. Just let go and let God, y'all. Stop trying to be Miss Fix It. Stop trying to be Mr. Fix It. And pray. And pray. If you praying, that means you giving it to the Lord and you're not going to carry it. You carrying too much of other folks' stuff. Until you neglect you. And neglecting you, that means your heart. Because you so burned down. You so burned down. Until it gets to a place of being overwhelmed. Let go. With a long-handled spoon because we know that they don't deserve us. But right now we want to tear down every wall that we build up, thinking that we protect ourselves. Every wall that we put around us. I'm not going to do this no more, and I'm not going to do that no more. So you think you're protecting yourself. And the Lord had me to tell you before, baby, you do have room to love again. So tear down that wall. We want to tear it down. You got room to love again. Oh, God, touch you. Jesus. Surrender it all. Surrender it all. Surrender it all. Right now. Trust God with you. Lord, I don't trust that man with me. I don't trust no man with me. He didn't ask you to trust that man or that woman. He said, trust me with you. Trust me with you, says God. I don't trust them with my heart. I don't trust them with my money. I don't trust them with my time. I say, trust me with me. Trust me, says God. I got you. I said, I never leave you nor forsake you. I'm with you even into the very end of the world. I'm your creditor and I'm your way maker. Trust me, says God. Tear down them walls that you built up. Every wall you built up, thinking that you got your own self in your own sanctuary, your own pavilion, your own safety net. Tear it down, says God. Trust me with you. Surrender it all, y'all. Surrender it all. All these silent tears. On the count of three, scream. One, two, three. Scream. Let it out. Come on. Y'all got to let it out for real. Release it. Let it go. I don't want you to leave out of here the same way that you came. I don't mind tarrying with you. Ain't in no hurry. Surrender it all. Surrender it all. Let it all go. Let it all go. Let it all go. Let it all go. Hold down.
I'm talking about is not the sun.
Trust God with you.
That give off heat.
Yep.
Nor that sun that's 92,900,000 miles away from the center of the earth. We're not talking about that sun. But the sun that we're talking about is the Son of the Living God. The one who died for our sins. Some of you all may refer to him as Jehovah Jireh. Some of you all may refer to him as Jehovah Rapha. But he's the God of my soul. And I want you to know, whatever you're going through, that the sun is going to shine on your behalf. Come on, a direction. The first verse is this. So many nights, I've cried. Does anybody know what I'm talking about?
Y'all listen to these
words.
You know,
I cried for better days. Yes, I did.
I prayed for.
Am I talking to some real folk up in here?
Just hold on.
But through it all, come on.
But through it all,
I know. Come on.
I know.
What do you know, Vincent?
I
what
we know y'all.
Is the sun is going to shine.
It's going to shine, man. It's not going to be like this always. Because I know how to hold out.
Come on, y'all. You gotta tell your spirit.
Tell your spirit right now. The sun is gonna shine if I just hold out.
If I hold out.
Better days are coming.
That's the song. There's another significant verse that
Jesus. Says, listen to these
sometimes
words.
Sometimes I feel all alone. Come on, y'all. Y'all gotta give me this.
Jesus. See, people don't understand you sometimes. Your reward comes, baby.
The sun is going to shine.
The sun is going to show. I dare you to hold out.
It's going to shine on your unwanted situation. Whatever you're facing,
hey!
Whatever problem you're going through, you got to tell
all the years,
Spirit, man, the sun,
just hold out. He made you some promises, baby.
Listen here. I like this part.
Lord, and we trust in you. We trust in you. Do you trust God with you? I trust God with me. Do you trust God with you? I trust God with me, baby. You needed that. You, the Lord said you've been holding that for 5 years.
First of all, for clarity.
5 whole years. That's a long time. You let all them walls get.
The son that we're talking about is the son of God, the one who died for our sins. Some of you all may refer to him as Jehovah Jireh. Some of you all may refer to him as Jehovah Rapha. But he's the God of my soul. And I want you to know, whatever you're going through, that the son is
releasing
on your behalf.
And do, come on, no, just hold out, y'all. I love y'all so much. Yeah. Say it again, girl.
I've cried.
Baby. That's it.
For better days. Yes,
you feel it, Dr. Sheena. You ain't got to be modest. It's all right. Look. Girl, she feel your release. She feel your joy. She just smiled looking at you. She said, whoa. Oh, she can't even contain herself. It's all right. Baby.
But see, I gotta do something.
Just trust God with you. She trusted God. She pulled down on him one day. When he say, tear down every wall, she tore him down today. She tore him down today. Them bricks heavy, wasn't it good? Just, I want everybody on the altar to say and say it loud. Lord, I trust you with me. Come on.
Lord, I trust you with me.
Come on. Lord, I trust you with me. Ha. So you ain't got to worry about trusting that man with you, or that woman with you, or that job with you, or that body. No, Lord, I trust you with me. One more time, loud. Lord, I trust you.
Me. For I know.
Come on, you know what's best for me, God. The sun is shining right now. Because I'm holding out. Who holding out? I'm holding out. Jesus. I knew you was going to have to do that. She tried to hold it in. Jesus. There it is. I love you, Lord. Come on, let's give God a hand clap of praise. It out for you. Thank you for being there. Thank you for that plan right now. Come on, just praise him. Just praise him. Thank him in advance. Oh God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. Thank you, God, because I know. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Jesus.
And nobody can comprehend the magnitude of what I'm going through. When I'm in that quiet place, when I'm crying.
Jesus. This morning, baby. Because don't nobody know, and don't nobody know the magnitude of what we really go through when we by ourselves in the wee hours of the night, when the house is quiet, ain't nobody around, when you can't sleep, you're pacing the floor, you trying to figure this out and fit. Don't nobody really know, baby. Them silent tears is louder than the ones that be weeping real loud. I'm telling y'all. The Lord hid him sight the tears, buddy. I'm telling you.
Just wait.
But we know. But we know. I trust you, Lord, with me. I'm not gonna let go of my faith. I'm gonna trust God in spite of what I'm going through. Cause I'm holding out. He may not do it right now, but I'm in expectation for him to do it. And I'm holding on to my faith. And that's what's gonna keep me in that happy, that place of joy, that place of completeness. There it is. There it is. There it is. There it is.
Father, I don't know what to do. It's not about you.
I love you, Lord.
Because your end was foretold in the beginning.
The dark. Is y'all listening to these words? And everybody, I want y'all to download this song today. And every time you think you want to go in that place, y'all play that song and blast it. We be blasting everything else. Shoot. And blast. That's it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I get it up on Sunday. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I get it up on Sunday. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Jesus. That's it. That's it. Just hold out, y'all. That's it. Thank him in advance. That's it. That's it. Why? Because I believe God. And why do I believe him? Because I trust him with me. Yeah. Jesus. Girl, I see him coming. He coming.
Cause it's happening in my life. I'm a witness.